the trap for enterprise. Although I was a tad cheeky in my blog post entitled 10 Top Reasons Why Empathy is a Bad Idea for Business, there are seeds of truth in that empathy can impede action in certain cases. Is empathy something one should or can switch on and off? I would certainly argue that, from a strictly pragmatic standpoint, you can't expect everyone to be empathic all the time. Certain circumstances call for greater empathy than others. For some businesses, especially those that involve services and/or human-to-client interaction, empathy is an asset for effective communications. But there are inevitably hurdles when up against performance imperatives. The two most flagrant killers of empathy are time pressure and stress. Take medical care, for example. For some doctors, to avoid taking on the patient's pain, the natural protection mechanism is to shut off empathic tendencies. As far as I can judge, it seems that around much, if not all the world, the healthcare systems, with all the attendant pressures, seem to be designed to extract empathy from the harried doctors and nurses. Between the grueling academic study and the long route through intern to resident to fellow, where fully qualified doctors are often made to work 36-hour shifts to rifle through a volume of patients, it's easy to understand how the crushing fatigue drives empathy away. In conversations with various general practitioners from the National Health Service, the NHS, and the UK, I have been told how, when spinning through 40 to 50 patients in 10-minute slots each, following NHS guidelines, there is no time, much less appetite left, for being empathic. I wonder how or whether by taking longer, listening harder, and getting into the patient's shoes, better care and diagnostics might come of it. As Dr. Chris Lovejoy, a physician in training in the UK, indicated, empathy is and always has been a core part of medical practice. Lovejoy continued, I remember a psychiatrist at medical school who would always say, the first thing you prescribe to a patient is yourself. No matter how advanced technology gets, the doctor will still play a key role. I suspect there will surely be a way in the future where intelligent machines, imbued with some form of empathic coding, can augment the medical service and alleviate the stress put on doctors, at least in the preamble and follow-up, in processing the inputs from the patient and doing some of the inevitable paperwork. The two most flagrant killers of empathy are pressure on time and stress.